Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. Javaloyes, for the presentation. The members that compose the JustCans grouping are significant donors to UNCTAD in both core contributions and as partners on trade and development programmes delivered by UNCTAD, so it's great to have this opportunity to review and assess the work that UNCTAD is doing in this regard. JustCans recognises the dramatic impact that the COVID pandemic has had on all aspects of everything that we do and commend UNCTAD for its agility and flexibility to continue to provide vital projects on trade and development affairs despite the budgetary cuts and its ability to deliver in light of the pandemic. Taking forwards the lessons learnt and ability to deliver in uncertainty will be key to ensuring sustained success in future years. We would also like to acknowledge the progress made by UNCTAD through working with other agencies, whilst focusing on UNCTAD's comparative advantage and avoiding duplication where other agencies are best placed. Continued and improved cooperation and coordination is welcome in future years. We welcome the introduction of the EMOJA Integrated Planning Management and Reporting Solution to UNCTAD's technical cooperation activities. Enhancing results-based management is invaluable to evidencing how programmes contribute to longer-term benefits. We're also pleased that gender markers are being introduced for all new projects. It is important that UNCTAD introduces a more strategic gender lens across all of its activities and programmes and actively promotes inclusion and empowerment of women. We also recognise the importance of South-South cooperation and commend developing countries' financial and in-kind donations to UNCTAD and their working together and sharing of experiences to progress effective trade and development policies and practice for everyone's benefit. While we understand the share of programming directed to LDCs may have decreased as a result of the pandemic, we would hope that in future years this would continue to grow to support the neediest and most vulnerable countries. And with the Indo-Pacific's large proportion of developing countries and its significant input to global economic growth, we would encourage UNCTAD to continue its focus on this region. We look forward to reviewing the new technical cooperation strategy once developed. Thank you.